when you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
All right, man for woman, neon hat, middle finger, and tacos that got away.
Well, that's a lot. That also sounds like the title of some sort of book. Maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
A short novel?
To the jogger with the ponytail poking out of a neon hat on a snow-covered side street. I'm the 42-year-old divorce guy in the SUV, white-knuckling my way through what felt like the set of Frozen.
Ooh.
There you were, running. In this weather.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the road.
Oh, that's not safe.
Ponytail bouncing. I immediately became that guy.
Yeah.
A grumpy guy in a climate control box getting annoyed that I had to carefully maneuver around you.
Exactly, yes. You don't want to hit him. My goodness.
So I rolled down my window.
Yeah.
Yelled something along the lines of, "Hey, watch out! You're going to get run over!" You turned your head. Looked me directly in the eyes. Oof, time slowed. Snowflakes hung in the air.
Oh.
My turn signal clicked in dramatic slow motion. And there it was. The cutest face, frozen in shock.
Oh.
Then you yelled back, "Run over this!" And launched your middle finger skyward.
Oh, man.
Admittedly,
this is not starting off well.
I deserved it.
Yeah, okay.
Instantly, my anger melted because suddenly I realized you weren't showing off. You were out there doing the hard thing, taking care of your mental and physical health.
Sure.
Meanwhile, I'm aggressively trying to ruin your aura behind some foggy windshield.
Sure.
Listen, I wanted to stop. I wanted to apologize. I wanted to say, "Hey, I'm sorry," I yelled. "You're adorable. And do you like tacos?"
Tacos?
But I didn't. I just kept on driving like a taco-less coward. So, if by some miracle you see this, I'm sorry for being so grumpy.
Mm.
You didn't deserve that. I love to apologize in person, make it up to you with some tacos. Street tacos. Maybe fancy tacos or gas station tacos if you're feeling crazy.
We like tacos.
I learned two important lessons that day.
Uh-huh.
You're tougher than my SUV is. And middle fingers can be extremely charming in the right context.
Wow. And I like tacos.
Okay. And he likes tacos. That's right. All right. Hoping the best for him.
I don't think that she's going to give him a second chance. I don't.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Speaking of novels.
Yes.
Buckle up.
Okay.
Snow Day Superman and the F-350 Woman for Man.
Oh.
Superman.
Okay.
To the absolute unit of a human.
Okay.
Oh, that's a nice touch. To the absolute unit of a human who rescued me in a grocery store parking lot during snowpocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the cute brunette in the Toyota Yaris.
Okay.
Yes.
Sure.
That Toyota Yaris.
Yes.
The one bravely attempting a last-minute grocery run.
Uh-huh.
I'm 5'2", petite, bundled like a burrito, and fully convinced my car could handle winter. Mother Nature disagreed.
Gotcha. Yes.
Yeah.
You're in a Yaris.
They're kind of in the category as your daughter's Honda Fit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There I was, tire spinning, dignity slipping. When you descended upon me in your Ford F-350 like a bearded winter guardian angel.
Ah, yes.
You had to be 6'6 minimum.
Mm.
With a beard that looked like it could survive a blizzard and hands so large they probably have their own zip code.
Okay.
You hopped out and asked if I needed help.
Yes.
I tried to answer, truly.
Uh-huh.
But it was 4 degrees and you were a lot of man.
Oh.
So I just nodded like the polite bundled burrito I was.
Mm-hmm.
And then you told me to get my little tush in the car.
Oh.
Okay. While you pushed me out, sir, I blushed under my scarf.
Okay.
I had not been ordered around like that ever.
Oh.
And apparently I am discovering new personality traits about myself in extreme weather.
All right.
Mama likey. You put your large heroic man hands on the back of my tiny hatchback and my brain immediately filed a complaint with HR.
No Okay.
With one powerful shove, you freed my Yaris like it was nothing.
Yes.
Meanwhile, I sat there gripping the steering wheel, reconsidering several life choices.
Oh, okay.
I stopped to thank you. I also planned to ask your name, your number, and whether you're emotionally available.
Mm.
Instead, I just waved like an idiot.
Aww.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You were already back in your truck, rumbling off to probably save another stranded soul, and that's when I realized two things.
Okay.
Number one, I should have worn cuter boots.
True.
And number two, I might need to break up with my boyfriend. Wait a second. We have a boyfriend.
All right.
I might need to break up with him because I felt a weird flash of jealousy imagining your giant hands on some other woman's bumper.
That's my guy.
So, Snow Hero, if you recognize yourself here, Ford F-350, beard, confident energy, man hands, I'd love to reconnect so I can properly... Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Signed, the 33-year-old brunette with the little Toyota, the little tush, and a big appreciation for Take Charge Men in winter weather.
Wow. Okay. That seems promising.
I'm breaking up with my boyfriend today.
Yeah. Who knew a trip to the grocery store could wind up that way?
Who knew?
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, whether you're looking for the lady jogger who you almost...
In the middle of the street.
...ran over, or the Superman with man hands.
Yes, who rescued your Yaris.
Yeah. It can be one thing, and that is...